Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. If you are new to this channel, if you want to know more about these offerings, you can check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And also on the website, you find access to the free self-love guided practice. So you can go there and check that out. And now for the topic of today. Today we're going to talk about giving and receiving dynamics and how these dynamics can be, as a result of having grown up with a narcissistic mother, they can be filled with guilt and anxiety, not only when we're talking about interacting with our own mothers, but also in giving and receiving dynamics in general. And today we're going to talk about this, why that is, how this manifests, and a solution to this. So a while ago, I've received an email from a listener asking about this, asking about the feeling of obligation in giving back to someone who has been kind to them. So when someone gives you something, this feeling that you're obliged, you have to do something in return, otherwise you get to feel all this guilt and all of this anxiety throughout the entire interaction. And what the listener was also asking was how to deal with this, because it was this whole entire mechanism and pattern is preventing them from actually receiving fully, you know, an act of kindness or a gift or whatever. When there's this immediate feeling of having to give back, then that prevents the receiving of it in the first place. So this is a very important topic, as life is made of giving and receiving dynamics. We do this all the time. And if there are wounds around this, which when we are daughters of narcissistic mothers, high chances there are, this gets intense and driven mostly by guilt and fear and anxiety. I want to ask you, like, put the question to you to feel into this. So do you feel threatened or uncomfortable when someone is kind to you? And now this sometimes may require a little bit of feeling into these questions I'm putting here for you. They may require a bit of feeling into, because a lot of the times these patterns are very subconscious. We actually don't know on the first layer of it that we are uncomfortable when someone is giving us a gift or being kind to us. We likely have a heap of coping strategies to avoid getting to the feeling of being uncomfortable. Like, for example, dismissing it. Oh, you shouldn't have, you know, there was no need for you to do this. Oh, you're so kind, and just kind of putting it back to the other person. Maybe not opening a gift straight away, or maybe just deflecting and go doing something else. There can be a lot of different ways. These are just a few examples, but there can be a lot of different ways that we actually deflect and try not to feel that discomfort that there is, and running straight away to get something to give back in return is one of those ways. So my next question would be, do you barely enjoy a gift before you race to find a way to give something in return? That's one way to deflect that. So another question for you, do you hate to receive a favor because then you feel obliged to return it? This can cause like a level of, oh no, they actually were nice to me, and now I'm in this in-depth sort of space where I have to return the favor or return the gift, or well, not return it, but give them another gift or whatever. Do you feel a wave of guilt when someone does something for you? You know, like as if you've demanded too much of them, or maybe you made them feel like they had to do something for you, and now they've done it and now you feel guilt. Do you feel a wave of guilt when you feel you owe to someone and maybe you can't give back? So they've given you a gift, they've done an act of kindness towards you, and you are in a position where you actually can't return it for whatever reason. I've been in places in my life where I had very, very little money, for example, and if someone gave me a gift, like for my birthday maybe or something like that, then I felt horrible when their birthday was coming up, or maybe around Christmas, and I couldn't actually give them a gift that was of equal value because I had absolutely no money. So there was so much guilt that was involved in that, and a lot of anxiety, and so I'd rather no one would give me anything. I nearly disappear and not celebrate, like my birthday, for example, so that no one would actually give me gifts, and then I would have to give them back something in return. So feel into these questions. Feel if there's anything there for you. If you're nodding at any of this, maybe feeling it's weird to realize how complex it is to truly give and receive. Maybe you have never thought about it before, like really in these terms. I want you to know that you're not weird at all for feeling any of this, and that you're not messed up or broken, if that's what you're thinking. All of the guilt and anxiety you're feeling around this whole giving and receiving can very well be traced back to the conditioning you've gotten, you've received from your narcissistic mother growing up. How do you feel towards your mother when it comes to give and receive? Because that's an important dynamic. And when you get into that dynamic, you actually start seeing how that dynamic influences or impacts everything else in your life. So the giving and receiving with your mother, that has an impact of how you face and work through the giving and receiving in any other aspect of your life. Are guilt, obligation, and anxiety ruling the entire interaction for you when it's with your narcissistic mother? Do you feel guilt when you don't do the things your mother wants you to do, for example? Do you feel anxiety even before you receive a request? Like if you know it's coming up to that daily phone call with her, for example, do you feel anxious already because you know a request will come with that? Do you constantly ask her if she needs anything just to ease the guilt a bit, you know, like preventing her from requesting you, but you just ask, you know, do you need anything? Would you like me to come over? Is there anything I can do for you? Just because there's that guilt eating at you. Does your mother tell you things like this? I've given birth to you. This is the least you could do for me. Or a good daughter would do this for me without thinking twice. Or maybe giving birth to you was so painful, you can never do enough to repay me. Or another one, an all-time favorite, I fed you and reared you, now it's your turn to do what I need. Does any of this sound familiar? Growing up with a mother using such statements or any variation of them in a grandiose or in a more vulnerable way conditioned us to feel anxiety and guilt around giving and receiving to and from others. Guilt and anxiety are likely there still when relating with your mother. You probably still feel all of that, but also in every other relationship and exchange you have every day, impacting the way you relate with others in friendships, in romantic relationships, in parenting, in work, and so on. Now, the question I get at this point is it so bad to want to give back? I mean, is it so terrible to want to care for my mother, even if she was hurtful to me? And I get this question all the time. To understand this a little bit better, we need to take a step back to really get this mechanism. We need to talk about the principle of reciprocity. And what is that? The principle of reciprocity is the tendency to reciprocate when given something, be it a gift or an act of kindness. It's an impulse to give back in return. So is this a bad thing? It's not at all. This principle is deeply rooted in the survival of humankind. Anthropologists will say that the principle of reciprocity is what makes us human. When the network of reciprocity is honored and balanced, it is a beautiful thing. It's at the base of interdependent relationships, whether romantic or in friendships, or in the community you live in, or even in a healthy mother-daughter relationship. There's nothing wrong in feeling the loving impulse to support the woman who birthed you and loved you and nourished you. I mean, she did all of that for you, which is a give, like, which is what a mother is supposed to do. And there's nothing wrong in feeling that you're now wanting to somehow give back, but not because you feel indebted to her, but because it's just a naturally beautiful, loving thing to do. So all of that is perfectly beautiful and perfectly fine and an amazing system. Where it all falls apart is when this becomes an obligation based on guilt and anxiety. So the actual act of giving back, it's not a bad thing. But when it's driven by guilt and anxiety, it's not that it makes it a bad thing anyways. As I say, like, there isn't a right or wrong way to go about things. It's only that it makes it really unhelpful and uncomfortable and very, very hurtful for you in your life. So that's why we're talking about this. The conditioning received from a narcissistic mother is this. If you don't do what I ask you, you're a bad daughter. If you don't take what I give you, no matter how it is presented to you, you're a bad person. If you take it and don't give something in return, you're a bad daughter. If you give back but not enough, because it's never enough, you're a bad daughter. So with a narcissistic mother, everything is that is given is carefully measured and given with a calculated agenda, with conditions and with entitled expectations, which are often implied and unclear. So she gives you something. She knows exactly the value of what she's giving you. She's expecting way more in return. She's probably not telling you straight. And she's giving these unclear, passive-aggressive, implied hints that she wants something back. And you don't know ever where you stand. The only thing that you know is that if you don't go by the rules that she somehow is putting out there, you're a bad daughter. Whichever way that goes. And on top of that, so everything that is given, there's expectations, there's conditions, there's an agenda. And everything that is given back to her by you, okay, when we're talking about a narcissistic mother, is going to be judged, rejected, compared to something else, criticized, met with entitlement, and met with lack of gratitude. So everything is due, and more often than not, unappreciated. So this dynamic is completely messed up. A narcissistic mother will distort the principle of reciprocity to use it to her own advantage. The conditioning received by a narcissistic mother will in turn give you a completely distorted and often unhealthy approach at giving and receiving in every aspect of your life. And again, this is not because it's your fault. You've done nothing wrong in all of this. It's just the conditioning you've received. You've been given an example of what giving and receiving is by your narcissistic mother, by a person that uses that dynamic to manipulate and control and to get what she wants, regardless of what other people's needs are, regardless of what your needs are. So that is the full example of that dynamic that you've received growing up. And remember, when we're very young, at the beginning, our formative years, our mother is the world. So the dynamics that she's showing to us represent the world. We take that as, okay, if that's what she does, this must mean that this is how the world operates. And it's not, again, it's not because we're silly making this connection. That's just how it works. That's just how a child learns from their parents. So what are the possible results of this conditioning? Measuring your worth in what you give to others can be one. People pleasing, feeling compelled and obliged to always give more than what was given to you. Someone gives you a present, you need to get them a better one, a bigger one, because you owe them big time. Feeling threatened by an act of kindness, expecting to get hurt, because again, like when your narcissistic mother out of the blue did something nice for you, or maybe love bombing or getting you gifts, or there was always expectations, there were conditions, there was a price to pay. So you feel threatened when you receive something because you're expecting that to happen. Maybe feeling anxious about giving a gift to someone, expecting rejection if you've been rejected, if your gifts have been rejected by your mother all the time. Fear of getting into any kind of relating, never to feel obliged to give. So no friendships, maybe not even a romantic relationship, so that you don't have to get worried about this giving and receiving stuff because you're just staying out of it altogether. Which I get it, like all of these are just, again, not signs that there's anything wrong with you. It's purely what can happen as the result of the conditioning. Constant feeling of guilt with your mother, but also in other interactions. Feeling of self-doubt. Did I do enough? Did I help enough? Like this constant, okay, you've done something for someone, but was that enough? Could you have done more in an anxious, self-doubting way? Feeling anxious of what others may think of what you give. So you get a gift for someone or you do something nice for them, but like the opinion of others becomes really, really important. You feel judged constantly when you're giving something. Another thing can be running yourself ragged to give in order to be loved, or the opposite, not give at all for fear of rejection. And also, this can all bring a lack of clarity on if the interaction you're having with someone is a genuine positive exchange or manipulation. This can get very confusing and it can cause us to get involved in relationship with friends or with in romantic relationships with people that actually use the same dynamic of our narcissistic mother. So they use this whole giving and receiving in a manipulative way, but we mightn't be fully clear of when it is actually being done that way and when it isn't. And there can be a confusion, and this can get us stuck in unhealthy and toxic friendships and relationships, or the opposite, actually just rejecting genuine act of kindness because we think they are coming to us with manipulation. So that can cause a lot of confusion. So if you feel any of the above, anything of what I just said, I really get it. I've observed all sorts of truly messed up transactions and interactions within my family of origin. When it came to giving and receiving anything, from money to time, from gifts to affection, everything was always ruled by guilt tripping and some form of manipulation. Every exchange came, still does, with conditions. Every gift came with a price to pay. I've seen crazy, crazy things going on in my family on this topic. And that caused me to be very, very frightened about giving and receiving anything from anyone ever. Like I've been so closed and so guarded and so like this believing of anyone ever actually truly wanting to be kind, because what I've seen in my family, I didn't believe kindness was even a thing in this world after observing their way of relating to each other and giving and receiving with one another. And my first impulse when someone was nice to me was to think, what do you want from me? Like, what's the price of this? You know, where's the catch? Paired also with a compelling impulse to do what I was asked, not to disappoint, because there was the other one, the other side of it, which was like I wouldn't receive anything ever, but I'd kill myself to give. I've worked for no money just to make sure I gave. I've done everything. I've just run to the rescue of people. I've like, it was just so screwed up. No receiving, fully giving, and guilt and anxiety always present. In my years working with this, both with myself and others, I've come to boil it all down to one main impact all of this has. And this is great news, because from this, we can get to one solution. The main impact of it all is that being conditioned to feel guilt and anxiety when giving and receiving is involved, we tend to be quick in either saying yes or no. Every yes and no becomes a pleasing yes or a defensive no. Guilt and anxiety are painful, of course, you're like, duh, and uncomfortable when felt full force. Okay, so that makes sense. When you are in an interaction, in a dynamic of giving and receiving, and guilt and anxiety are in your system, triggerable really easily because of the conditioning you've received from your narcissistic mother, they're uncomfortable and painful. So it makes sense to wanting to be quick to put an end to such a wave of an uncomfortable feeling. So we get quick at saying yes or no to a gift, to a request, to anything we believe comes with conditions or that is going to be hurtful in some way or that just gets us involved in that dynamic. To avoid the guilt and anxiety of reciprocation and of the game of obligation, we actually end up letting guilt and anxiety rule the entire game from the subconscious because we don't want to feel the guilt and anxiety, but that quick yes or that quick no are ruled by guilt and anxiety. This becomes like the principle we do things by, the mechanism we do things by. The more I do for others, the less guilt I'll feel. The more I reject kindness from others, the less anxious of having to give back I'll feel. It makes solid sense. It does. In my experience, I would give until I had nothing left. I would work for free and starve rather than feel the guilt that came with asking for something in return. So a pleasing yes or a defensive no are impulses that come from the conditioning we've received, and they can manifest in different ways for each one of us. We have different ways to go about this. But the common point is the impulsive nature of it. The impulse to say yes to please straight away, or the impulse to say no to be defensive and guarded. So, what's the number one solution? Because these things seem very opposite. Yeah, you're like, how can there be the same solution for someone that is a people pleaser and someone that just says no by default, not to want to get involved? They're coming from the same impulse. Is that impulse to avoid that uncomfortable feeling of guilt and anxiety, which makes, as we said, absolute sense. So, what is the number one solution? The number one solution is pause. The solution is to pause. When you're given something, pause before you accept. When you feel the impulse to reciprocate, pause and feel into the situation. When you feel obliged to say yes because you need to please, 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 pause. When you feel like rejecting an act of kindness because you're scared and you're like, holy shit, what's coming with this? Pause. Pause, take a moment. Say, I need some time to feel into this. I let you know. And do that. Take the time to feel into what is driving the impulse that pushes the answer to come true. Is it helpful? Is it anxiety? Is it guilt? Is it a true feeling of generosity? Is it true wisdom that you'd rather not accept this from this person because there's a good reason? Is it true inner wisdom guiding you to say either yes or no? Or is it that impulse? It is ultimately a three steps process, really. Okay, step one is to pause, step two is to feel, And step three is to give your response, to respond. Pause, feel, respond. But it all starts with pause. That is the key to dismantle the conditioning you've received since childhood about giving and receiving with a narcissistic mother. Pause, feel, respond. The pause gives you the time to feel, which is essential. And that's what we were avoiding with the impulse. The impulse to go for it, to say either a pleasing yes or a defensive no. That impulse is to avoid feeling. The pause gives you time to feel. Feeling gives you essential information on which to base your response. Even the other person's reaction to your pause is essential information. This is really important. If they insist, push, try to guilt trip, try to force your hand, then this is all important information for you to get, isn't it? If they respect your pause, if they understand and they're like, yeah, absolutely, that's fine, let me know in your own time, this is also very important to note. And it gives you very important information to the nature of the interaction that you were having. But what about not wanting to feel the guilt and anxiety? Okay, because as we said, the impulse is there to avoid those uncomfortable feelings to come in full force. So the next question is, if I pause, I will feel them really strong. So how am I going to do that? And I get it. That is very true. Yet until they're driving from the subconscious, you will be stuck in the land of pleasing yes and defensive no. None of which are the real you answering, and it's not a good, helpful pattern to have in life. You very well know people pleasing doesn't bring anywhere. It's very exhausting and intense and ultimately incredibly unhelpful. And being defensive all the time is not very rewarding either, and it's very hurtful. And guilt and anxiety are ruling that and will continue to rule until you brave them and feel them and get that information. When you brave the pause, and I just want to say also, it gets easier and easier with practice. It does. It takes a little bit of time, but it does. But when you brave the pause, you get to the true authentic you. You get to be in charge of your responses and also of every interaction you choose to have. Every interaction becomes healthy and real. You're in charge. Is your inner wisdom actually speaking? It's your authentic you deciding, this is actually something I truly want to say yes to. This is something I really want to receive. This person is giving me a gift, and I truly can now open to get it and to fully receive it. And also, I can discern, no, this person is coming at me with a request that is unfair, there's expectations, there's entitlement, doesn't feel good, and it doesn't feel good inside. So I can now decide and discern truly when I want to say yes and truly when I want to say no. So that pause when there is something that's coming to you in this dynamic of giving and receiving that would have you either saying yes or no, that pause is really, really important. Pause, feel, respond. And whatever time that takes, it's subjective to the situation. It's very, it's not determined. It's not, oh, should I pause for like 10 minutes? Should I pause for an hour? Should I pause for a week? That's very dependent on the situation and the request that is coming to you. But take your time to pause, to feel, and then respond. And see how you get on with this. This has helped me immensely in my own life, in my interactions. And I still sometimes feel the impulse of saying a pleasing yes. I still feel the impulse of put their no just as a defensive mechanism. That still happens, but I pause. I remember to pause. It's like, okay, you're like talking to yourself. I get that impulse, but just take a breath, take a pause, take time, use your I'll have to feel into that response and just wait and feel into it and then respond. So let me know if you have any questions on this, any experiences you want to share. There's my email address, matilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. You're welcome to share with me. You're welcome to share in the comments. And also, if you know anyone that can benefit from this, please share this episode with them and yeah, spread the support. And with that, I wish you a wonderful week. Send you lots of love. Bye for now.